Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Dale Jackson welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry. It takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology. Speaking the truth in love is our purpose, and to give the lamp and light to all. Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
Yesterday in our study of 1 John chapter 4, I was reading some verses from the New Testament that give some commandments that we need to follow. Let's think on those things as we discuss them today. Every word of God is God-breathed. There's no error at all, and there is no contradiction at all. Their understanding is messed up, not God's word. Okay, so they're not John's words, Paul's words, or James' words or thoughts. They're God's. Men, has your wife ever asked you to fix something? She has no idea of how to fix it. And you start, and then she begins telling you that you can't do it that way. You can't do it that way. No, you're doing it wrong. Then you say, okay, I guess I don't know. You fix it. Now, they'll say, I don't know, but I know that how you're doing it is wrong. Okay? Now, some of you may have experienced that. Or that is when, like, you act like your cell phone is on vibrate and you tell her, I need to take this call, when she's giving you a hard time about that thing. You call one of the kids and you tell them, call your mother and talk to her and talk to her about 30 minutes so I can get this job finished and get the thing fixed. Now, that's a little humorous, but really, how often is sin in our life addressed that way? That pastor's wrong. But you have no biblical foundation for it. There's no biblical foundation for it. They just say they're wrong and no biblical foundation. Obeying his commandment. How about Hebrews 10:25? About not forsaking. That is there, not there, there, not there, not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together as a matter of some is, but so much more as you see the day approaching. You know, the Bible's saying, if you really believe the day is approaching, then you'd be even more faithful to the local church than you ever were. What about 1 Peter 1:14, where he says, not fashion yourselves according to the former lust, rather to be holy? What about 2 Corinthians 6:14-18? Come out from among them and be separate, saith the Lord. How about in this chapter of 1 John chapter 2, verses 15 through 17? Love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. And if any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. Now, if God says his love is not in you, it's not really in you. For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the flesh and the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life is not of the Father, but is of the world. So, again, you got to go back and decide which side of the great divider are you going to stand. And the world passed away in the lust thereof, but he that doeth the will of God abideth forever. Decide whose side you're on. Now, let me give you a simple question. Can you love the world and say you're keeping the commandments? Loving the world, that is the world system, and sensual pleasures, and things and friendships that must quiet the things of Jesus Christ, that must quiet the things of his word, so you don't offend their sensibilities. You're loving the world. Verse 16 also tells us that involves there when he says, love not the world. Things are in the world, but he says, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eye, the pride of life. Not of the Father. That's not of God. Many pastors and writers have put out how the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and pride of life was used of Eve to get her the fall, you know. Well, fruit looks good to eat. Her eyes got it. The flesh, the taste was good. The pride of life, I mean, you'll be as gods. I mean, Satan really went after her and won. He tried it with Jesus. The same kind of things of to try to get him to fall to the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, the pride of life, and Jesus didn't go for it. But the devil tried and he tries it on us. Now in verse 17, he said, and the world passed away and the lust thereof, but he that doeth the will of God abideth forever. Every Christian should have eternity set in his heart. In Colossians chapter 3, verses 1 through 4, it says, if ye then be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ sitteth, on the right hand of God. Set your affection on things above, not on things on the earth, for ye are dead, and your life is hid with Christ in God. When Christ, who is our life, shall appear, then shall ye also appear with him in glory. Now, friend, appearing with him in glory, setting your affection on things above, all of that just goes back to verse 17. The world passed away, but he that doeth the will of God abideth forever. Doing God's will, separating from this world, being faithful to obey him, shows that you love God. Isn't that the wife's thing in the wedding ceremony? Love, honor, and obey. A husband, love, honor, and cherish. Because the husband's ahead. Now, I've heard them use for both in a wedding one time. I said, attending a wedding, and the preacher said to the husband, will you promise to love, honor, and obey her? And then said to the lady, would you promise to love, honor, and obey him? Two heads are a monster, folks. But now, I'm just saying is that he is saying here. You look at verse 16, he says, set your affection on things above. Obey his word. You're dead to this world. Now your life is hid with Christ and God. You're worshiping him in spirit and truth. You're living according to his word. And when you do that, you'll appear with him in glory. You're in a partnership with God. That's the idea. Instead of trying to justify fleshly things in your life, why not add holy things of God's word as your way of life? Get involved in the ministry beyond just what is convenient for you to do. Rather, get involved and do it with lasting commitment. Do it striving for excellence to get better each time than you were the time before. So we see three steps in Christian maturity. In 1 John chapter 2, verses 12 through 14, those three steps in Christian maturity as a little child, your sins are forgiven you. As you begin to grow in Christ, you're still a little child, but you're growing up. So, because we have known the Father, how do we get to know him? Daily experience. You have a personal daily walk with God in order to be nourished by the Word of God in your spirit. We must stress fundamentals over and over. If winning the loss to Christ, understand, when they get saved, they are babes in Christ. And so they've got to start at the very beginning. And so because you know the Father, you walk with God, you're walking in light. You grow in him, but you've got to have that daily walk to get to know him intimately so that you can worship him in spirit and in truth. That's why we say you have eternity set in your heart by walking with God, getting to know God, so that you may serve him with all your heart. He says, fathers, and fathers is actually seen twice as they've known the Father. And that is, they've known him in a very close, intimate way, and that is from the beginning. They were looking at the author and the finisher of our faith. In other words, they have stayed the course and only grown closer to him. Therefore, they won't go into verses 15 through 17 of loving the world and the things that are in the world and the lust of the flesh and the lust of the eyes and the pride of life. They won't go into that because they have known the Father with that intimacy that is strong as the knowledge a man has for his wife or a wife for her husband, or as we have for our children, knowing their person. And we will not compromise or contemporize the holy faith of God. You see, they don't quit. Dr. Shelton Smith, who heads up the Sword of the Lord, tells of two churches in his city. One had 5,000, and Charlie Daniels Band played there 2 years in a row for Easter. Do you look at Charlie Daniels Band? Do you look at Charlie Daniels Band as a godly band and something that you want your children to emulate? There's another church, it has 2,000. It is a beer and Bible church. Don't be surprised that some so-called Christian colleges start teaching social drinking is okay. You see, those old saints of that worship God in spirit and truth were not deceived by these lying, deceptive spirits. But these people seem to be. They seem to be. Don't compromise. And they didn't contemporize or compromise the faith of God, because it's a holy faith. There was the young man stage. The Christian life is seen in that they're becoming young men, proving it by their overcoming the wicked one. Young and strong in the Lord. Why do so many younger preachers go contemporary? They lose faith. They never overcome the wicked one. They're hirelings. They're not true shepherds of God's sheep. Notice the next step in the young men experience of their Christian living, and it's threefold. Because you are strong and the Word of God abideth in you.
This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name and mailing address and include the radio station by which you are listening and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us by our website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That site is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address of Lamp and Light Broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, OCALA, Florida, 34471. And our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Dale Jackson, saying, may God's peace be with all who are in Christ Jesus.
My feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible stands. I will plant.